Tracy Morgan with you with your extended news at noon. And right now I have with me John Cyprian. And John, of course, is the director of Butler County Veterans Services. And I wanted John with me for a few minutes so we can talk about the Memorial Day Parade. Now, yesterday, and I date these interviews quite often for you folks listening, so you know when we're talking on the air and then, of course, when you're hearing this later on our podcasts. But it is Wednesday, excuse me, May 13th. And so yesterday, we told you during our noon news that the Memorial Day Parade has been canceled. So John is on the phone with me. John, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tracy.
Now, first off, I cannot imagine that this was an easy decision.
It's heartbreaking. And I held off as long as I possibly could. So you figure today, you know, as you told everybody, today's Wednesday the 13th. So Memorial Day being on the 25th Monday, that leaves us 1, 2, 3 days this week and then all of next week. And it's just not enough time. But even the state is just not issuing a permit.
Oh, they're not?
No. So you have to have a permit to have the parade.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Even though, I mean, our application was in early April, I'm not sure the exact date. I think it was might even be late March. So you have to have an insurance bond to have a parade. And the county, you know, we always put it under the county. There's no additional tax dollars spent on that. They just add it on there. And so we submitted everything, and the state says, you know, hey, John, you know, we're not issuing any permits at this point. And I said, well, I understand that, but Memorial Day's end of May. We were sitting here in March, and I thought, this should be over with by then, and we should be good to go. You know, then there was talks about opening up around Easter time, and then that came and passed, and so here we are with no permit.
So let me ask you, I mean, there's so many questions you could ask, and
right.
Then at the same time, we are where we are.
Right.
So was there any way to hold this in a different fashion instead of canceling it altogether? Or?
Well, you have to have the permit, because then the permit then authorizes the city to block off all the streets. The permit then notifies all your first responders of all their different routes they have to take. So let's say they have a cardiac patient on the west side of the city and the hospital's on the east side. Then you got a parade route going right down the middle between them. So they have alternate routes that they have to adjust to during that parade time. So it's just not as easy as calling up, you know, Chief O'Neill and saying, hey, block off the streets from Wayne to Brady. We're going to have a parade for an hour and a half. It doesn't work that way. So the state, because it's a state road, Route 8 is a state road. So you have to have the permit. The permit then authorizes your law enforcement officers to go ahead and block off the streets for that. And then let's say there's an incident that happens, okay? Like years ago, I remember this one little kid running out to grab a piece of candy, and his hand almost got ran over. So that's why the committee said, okay, we're not throwing any more candy out. But let's say something of that happens, and you don't have the permit, insurance company's not going to pay.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I can see all the different pieces of this puzzle put together.
Yeah, it's not as simple as people think. They just go, oh, let's have a parade. Well, that's great. Okay, but you have to notify the state. The state has to notify all your EMS. The state has to, we have to notify your local law enforcement. They have to do their alternate planning. EMS has to do their ultimate planning. It's not as easy as people think.
So do you need a permit to have a parade anywhere? And I ask it that way because I had I saw someone on social media saying something along the lines of, you know, how the seniors or
right.
people who are having birthday parties or, you mm-hmm. know, they have those mini parades that just a few people are in line and they, you know, they go by.
Yeah, those are back roads.
Was there any kind of way to produce that, or was that too grand?
If the people want to get together to do something of that nature, I can't stop, you know, you can't stop that.
Right.
But to organize a parade of this fashion, and then let's say we did have a parade not to dodge your question, but, you know, those are back road things that people are just driving and looping around and that type of thing. There's no patrons on the sidewalk, so how are you going to do your social distancing if you have to comply with that, which, you know, I've got mixed feelings on that. But, yeah, there's those other elements that are in play. So let's say at this point the state issues a permit. Who's going to be in the parade? All your schools are shut down. There's no bands. Your Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brownies, all them, they're done. They're not
meeting right now, yeah.
They're not meeting right now. They're not participating. Your Vagabonds aren't participating. So who's really going to be in the parade? I mean, I could get the Legion Riders to come down and on their bikes.
So is there anything that the committee or you have thought of to do maybe virtually? Is there anything? I mean, I know,
right.
And the thing is, you know, you want to think outside of the box, but at the same time, you know, there's nothing that replaces what we're used to. So there's nothing
Correct.
That replaces a parade. There isn't. But at the
right.
same time, you know, people want to do something. And I know in the letter that you sent out to the media, and we have a copy of that, that you said
uh-huh.
that you hope people do something, you know, and take a moment and remember what the day is all about. So do you have any suggestions on what people can do? Can they do something virtually? Are you planning
well,
on doing something virtually?
I was pondering this all night last night. Yeah, it's like, okay, what can we do? Because, again, I'm torn because this is Memorial Day. This is, like I said in my release, this is the day we honor those who died on the battlefield who gave us our rights and preserved our rights, okay? So what can we do to participate? I thought about it. And it might be corny, but everybody could participate at noon blowing their horns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard a lot about, you know, church bells, but that's just a certain part. That's not everybody can take part in ringing of the church bells. Everybody has a car. Everybody could blow their horn, you know, like five times at noon or something.
Yeah. I'm sure I have a noisemaker from New Year's Eve. I'm sure somewhere in the pit of my drawer that I haven't cleaned out yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And we thought, and then we thought about, you know, okay, July 4th, that's a Saturday, that's a, you know, our Independence Day. But then again, the question come back: who's going to be in it?
Yeah.
There's no school. There's no, you know, none of the little guys with the. The Brownies and the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts and the Bragabonds.
Okay, so since you brought that up, John, since you brought that up, I'm going to go ahead and ask. Have you decided about July 4th, or are those plans still trying to be decided?
Well, we're still going about it. And then so somebody said, well, let's have a once all this social distancing crap is done with, let's have a parade to celebrate that we've made it through the pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
So it's one of those deals. So, I mean, we're still, you know, thought processing. We're still trying to think outside the box. So the question always comes back to me from, is okay, who's going to partake? What units are going to be in the parade.
And how long does it take to organize all of that? And I ask that because July 4th isn't that far away. And you're saying, of course, you know, when we're talking today, Memorial Day is right around the corner. If you don't have a permit, you don't have a permit. How long does it take to organize a parade?
It usually start early, like mid-March. It usually takes about 3 months. And that's with a group of guys, dedicated individuals, who this is not their first rodeo. So everybody has their assignments that they do, and they put this together in 3 months. Outside of that, I mean, who else? I mean, I don't know who else to do. You know, some thought processes were, let's have all our first responders and thank them for what they've gone through, you know. I don't know how many doctors and nurses and care providers and paramedics and all that you're going to get to come down a parade route.
And I guess it depends on the time of year that we're in. I don't mean like
right.
summer versus fall. I'm just saying, you know, where are we with the pandemic and has
right.
it not come back? Is it still with us? You know, it I guess that depends.
Well, and again, is the state going to open up? And believe me, the individuals that I've dealt with this individual for about 25 years now, he's not happy about it either.
The one issuing the permit.
Yeah, the one the office we have to go through, and I'll leave his name out of it.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, they're not very happy about it either. It's Memorial Day, the whole entire veteran community is not really happy about it.
And this is the first time in Butler County history, right, that the Memorial Day.
That I am aware of, that we had to cancel the Memorial Day parade, correct?
Hmm. And I will say, you know, John, talking to you throughout the years, you are so dedicated in what you do. You have a heart for the veteran. I mean, you are a veteran, and it's right. Not like that this decision came easily and you're sitting home and just breathing a sigh of relief. It's not what it is at all.
No.
And so I know your heart, and many who know your heart. And so we'll just kind of give you a virtual hug right now, because it couldn't have been an easy position.
No, it was. When that release went out, the guy up in Harrisville, he's like, John, we've been trying to follow your lead on that, but we couldn't wait any longer. So Harrisville actually canceled their parade on Monday. So then we did it on Tuesday. But so Shakora canceled their parade earlier, because during Memorial Day, all the communities, you know, they do their own little thing during Memorial Day. And that's fine. That's great. That's honorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But one thing I do want to touch on, if we can, there's a lot of buzz going around about flags for veterans' graves not being dispersed.
Okay.
And rest assured, here in Butler County, that is not a problem. All of our flags have already been dispersed. About 90% of them have already been dispersed to the veteran orgs, and they'll be putting them on for Memorial Day. So.
Have they been put on the graves at this point, or you're just planning on doing that for Memorial Day?
No, they've been dispersed to the veteran organizations who are in charge of each particular cemetery throughout the county, and then they have their own dates that they'll go out and put them on. Most of them will probably put them on this weekend or next weekend.
Okay, so you have the flags, everything is good, you're not missing
good.
Anyone. Okay,
right, so the backstory to that was there's a company out east called Flag Zone that a lot of counties order through that company. And this year we did not order through that company because of the way the bids came in, and I felt more comfortable with going with a different company. So then with the shutdown, even though all the orders were in, with the shutdown, that company is not allowed to go in and release the flags to the counties that ordered to them. So they're hurting for the flags for Memorial Day. So the backstory is, you know, Governor Wolf will allow flags for Veterans Day. I guess you could play that either way. It's just the fact that the company isn't allowed to go in to release or ship out the flags.
Okay. But you do have them.
We have them in Butler County.
You're good.
Butler County, we're good to go.
Okay.
They've already been dispersed to different veteran organizations that come that are assigned different cemeteries. So there will be flags on veterans' graves in Butler County for Memorial Day.
John Cyprian, Director of Butler County Veterans Services, I appreciate your time, because I fully believe communication is key during these times. And the more information that we have, the better we understand as a society. So for you to explain what happened with all of this, and again with the flags, clearing right. that up as well, I appreciate your time today.
Oh, Tracy, thank you for having me.
And John, I have to say before I go, happy Memorial Day to you.
Thank you very much, Tracy. Everybody have a happy Memorial Day. I don't know what else to do. Maybe blow your horn.
Right. And please update us if you do think of what we can do together and collectively.
Right.
Okay? All right.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, John.
All right.